Baby Bus.
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Bedtime Stories. New town, new friends.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I live in a huge city with my mom and dad. But guess what? Today we're all moving to a new city because Dad has a new job. Do we really have to move? What about my friends? I'll miss playing with Dora, Rosa, and Ariana. Will I have new friends at the new school? I feel kind of excited about the new adventure, but also a little sad to leave my friends.
Oh, sweet Victoria, I understand how you feel. Moving can be tough, but it's also an opportunity for exciting new beginnings. You'll make so many new friends, I promise.
Your dad is right, my dear. And guess what? The new city has plenty of amazing ice cream places, too. Change can be an adventure. Let's pack our things together and make this journey joyful.
Victoria, her mom, and her dad set off on a drive to the new city. Sitting in the back seat of the car, Victoria drifted to sleep with a bunny toy in her arms.
Look at the window, Victoria. You can see the...
Shh, she's sleeping.
The scenery outside the car window kept passing by, and Victoria was lost in her dream. In this magical dream, she saw a glowing door, and she opened it.
Wow! Look at this amazing dream world! It's like a storybook in real life! There's not one, but two ice cream shops here! Wow! There's a rainbow of flavors! Every flavor under the sun! Oh, and I see a park with slides and swings!
Hello, young lady. Would you like to try these ice creams?
Oh, yes, please. I want to try all the yummy ice cream flavors. My mouth is watering. I'm so hungry, I think I'll try every single flavor.
Every flavor is coming right up.
All flavors of ice cream were lined up in front of Victoria, and she took her first bite. Her eyes lit up with joy.
Mmm, these ice creams are super yummy. I'm so happy I get to try all these awesome flavors. Mmm, the strawberry sundae is sweet and juicy. And then the pretty pistachio. Wow, it's all crunchy and nutty and minty. And how about some cookies and cream? So yummy. There are chocolatey chunks and creamy vanilla. Yum!
Your tummy looks happy.
It sure is. Now I can't wait to play in these amazing parks. Oh, who's this little boy coming over?
Hi. Would you like to come and play in the park with us? We're playing hide and seek.
Oh, yes, please. I would love to play with you.
Victoria ran, jumped, and twirled, feeling the warm sunshine on her face and the cool breeze ruffling her hair.
Whee! This park is so much fun! I can swing higher than the clouds and slide down like a rocket! And look at all the new friends I've made!
This is so fun! Thanks for being our new friend!
You're welcome! I'm so glad to be your new friend! This is the best dream ever! I'm having so much fun. The world is so magical. The air feels like it's filled with dreams coming true.
As Victoria continued her journey through this dreamlike world, she found wonders and surprises.
Thank you, Dreamland, for this incredible adventure. I will cherish these memories forever.
Victoria, wake up. We made it. We are home. We are home.
That was a very lovely sleep. I can feel the sun warming on my face.
She rubbed her sleepy eyes, opened them, and saw that they were parked in front of a beautiful house in the new city. She walked into the new house and was amazed.
Oh, it's even bigger and more beautiful than our old house! I'm so excited! My room is like a magical heaven! And it's painted in my favorite color, bright blue, just like the sky. And there are stickers of stars, the moon, and the sun shining on the ceiling. Oh, thank you, Mom and Dad.
We wanted to make it special, just for you. Now, why don't we go and meet our new neighbors?
Yes, let's go.
At the door, Victoria found two children standing with a basket of fruit and a plate of delicious pie.
Welcome to our neighborhood.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. I'm Victoria.
I'm Vivian.
Hi there. I'm Rain. Will you be our friend? We're going to have the best time together. We'll have tea parties in my dollhouse and become the three best friends ever. We can even go to school together. What do you say? Will you be our friend?
Victoria was so happy to have new friends. She answered excitedly.
Yes, yes, yes. I'd love that. It sounds so much fun.
Okay. We live next door. I live in the pink house. And Rain lives in the blue house. You can knock on our doors when you want to go outside to play.
Me and your dad are so happy that you've made new friends, Victoria. Girls, would you like to have a sleepover together in our house?
Yes!
Yes, please. I can't wait to show Vivian and Rain my new bedroom.
Three little girls lay in Victoria's bed, cuddling close to each other, with dolls and stuffed animals all around.
Okay, girls, it's time to go to bed now. I hope everyone is tucked in.
Yes, we're ready.
Good night, girls.
Good night, Mrs. Peterson.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Vivian and Rain. Thank you for being my new friend. I'm so happy.
The new friends drifted off to sleep, knowing they will be best friends and have many adventures together. Good night, Vivian and Rain. Good night, Victoria. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night, and sleep tight.